getting there. That Atma alone, that state of simplest form of awareness alone, is worthy of seeing, hearing, contemplating, and realizing. From the Upanishads. Some forms of meditation are just contemplation or concentration, and they'll keep you on the surface. You won't transcend, and you won't get that fourth state of consciousness, and you won't get that bliss. You'll stay on the surface. Relaxation techniques can take you a little way in. That's beautiful. It's like having a massage, but it's not transcending. Transcending is its own unique thing. When you dive within, the self is there, and true happiness is there. There's a pure, huge, unbounded ocean of it. It's bliss. Physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual happiness that starts growing from within. And all those things that used to kill you diminish. In the film business, there's so much pressure, there's so much room for anxiety and fear, but transcending makes life more like a game, a fantastic game. And creativity can really flow. It's an ocean of creativity. It's the same creativity that creates everything that is a thing. It's us. And why is it so easy? Because it's the nature of the mind. Because the mind wants to go to fields of greater happiness. It just naturally wants to go. And the deeper you go, the more there is of that until you hit 100% pure bliss. Transcendental meditation is the vehicle that takes you there. But it's that experiencing of the ocean of pure bliss consciousness that does everything.